The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of the WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you and your children should listen.
Okay. Welcome back to the Lay Down with Leia. You're listening to WDOT Port Washington. So today we're going to do drinking and driving prevention. Drunk or impaired driving killed nearly 18,000 people in 2004. That's one person every 32 minutes. That makes it everyone's problem. It seems that many people were doing their part to put a stop to this completely preventable epidemic. Alcohol-related traffic fatalities reached a low point in the late 1990s. Research also indicates that 62% of Americans exposed to the new iconic Friends Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk campaign have personally intervened to stop from driving drunk, no doubt saving countless lives. However, since the late 90s, alcohol-related driving deaths have been steadily increasing. It seems that though the campaign was very successful, it did not change the behavior of many potentially impaired. Okay, so today's topic is how other people think about like their grades and how that affects how you think about yours. It's more like a school related thing, but it's like I thought it was really, my friend Amy came up with it, she's here, and she thought it was like a good idea just because we all go to school and
it's a school podcast.
And it's a school podcast, so why not talk about it? Okay, so the first question is, I don't know who wants to answer it first, but it's... Okay, so starting with Ellie. Okay. Ellie, and everyone, like, what do you think about your own grades?
Well, I feel like I would be much happier and more satisfied with my grades if I wasn't, like, constantly comparing myself to other people. But I feel like that's kind of just the society we live in. Like, we just compare ourselves to others and, like, we change how we think of ourselves based on how others think of us. So, like, if my mom is like, oh, you did great on this test, and I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, other people did better than me, then I'm going to think worse of myself. Alright.
Nice. Ily, you want to go?
So, like, I think my thoughts about my grades are kind of similar to what Ellie said. I feel like they're, like, always influenced by, like, the people around me. Like, if everyone else got a 70 on the test, I'm not going to be upset that I got a 70 on the test. But if I got a 70 on the test and everyone else got a 90 on the test, I'm going to be upset about that. So I definitely think that, like, other people definitely influence how I think and feel about my grades.
I think that, like, it's hard going to a school that's so competitive and, like, everyone is just trying to be the best. You go to the same colleges and, like, have a good future. And it's, like, so competitive because, like, you know, in the long run, your grades don't count that much. But right now, it seems like they do. And, like, it's hard because, like, yeah, this, like Ellie said, there's a lot of comparison to other people. And, like, especially your friends and, like, you know. Yeah.
Oh, well, I think my grades reflect how hard I work and, like, my work ethic. So I'm proud of my grades, even though they might be better or worse than other people. And I know that I compare myself, but I try and tell myself that we're not the same people and that we are different and we have different strengths. And although they might have done better than me or worse than me on one test, that doesn't really matter.
That's good. I'm proud of my grades. I think I work hard for them, and I try not to compare myself too much. Okay, next question is, do you consider yourself a competitive student? Ellie, you want to start?
Sure. So, I feel like...
Just talk a little louder.
But I feel like it's not healthy to be a competitive student. Mm-hmm. It's healthier just to do the best you can and try to be satisfied with yourself. But I feel like just because of all the pressure I put on myself and that, like, I feel like I have to live up to a certain, like, intelligence level, I kind of do consider myself competitive, but I'm really working on it.
Alright, I think I definitely consider myself a competitive student. I feel like it's so hard not to be a competitive student, like, in the society that we live in, because I feel like, especially in high school, like, basically everything you do is to get into, like, the best college possible, and I feel like that's kind of what it's, like, been built up to be at this point. Like, I don't agree with that. Like, I don't think that should be the point of high school. The point of high school should be to learn, but I feel like if that's just, like, what it's been, like, so built up to be, that it's so hard not to be a competitive student and feel you have to be the best.
Interesting.
I feel like I compete more with myself than other people. Like, oh, I did better on the last test, I wanted to do well on this test, like, you know, comparing my grades to myself. I try to not, like, look at what other people's grades are and stuff like that, because I know, like, all my grades are fine, and I'm going to get into college one day, and, like, one or two tests don't really matter that much in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's it.
I think I'm a very competitive person, and I try not to
Sorry.
Compare my grades to other people because it just makes me feel more upset about it. So although I am a competitive person, I'm trying not to be as competitive with my grades. And going back to what Illy said, I thought it was very interesting because, like, in, I think I was in fifth grade, my teacher was like, oh, we're getting you ready for middle school, and when you're in middle school, you get ready for high school, and when you're in high school, you get ready for college, and when you're in college, you get ready for the real world, and that, like, has stuck with me.
Okay. I consider myself not a competitive person, when it comes... What, Illy?
Good for you.
Thank you. Just, like, when it comes to grades, I don't... For me, I know that I need to focus on what's good for myself, and how I need to improve for myself. I don't, like, but, like, when it comes to other things, like, I can be competitive in, like, sports or anything like that, but, like, I think when it comes to, like, looking out for myself and, like, what I need to do, I'm not a competitive person,
because yeah,
that gets
that.
In the way of how I process stuff.
Playing sports and stuff, it's kind of helped me be competitive, because it, like, you know, it feels good to win, and it's, like, you know, it's, you're playing for fun, and you want to, like, try the best you can. I don't know, I think it's fun to be competitive during a sport because you don't have that much pressure on you. But, like, in school, I feel like there's so much added unnecessary pressure that it makes us feel more competitive than we need to feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you influenced yourself by, like, how others think about their grades, how you think about yours? Great.
Yeah, I feel like especially, like, in, like, the harder, like, advanced classes, like, for me, like, an 85 is good, but for someone else who's, like, above me, like, they might think, like, a 95 is good, so then I think, like, it is my, like, 85 not good, and I feel like it's just that, like, constant struggle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like on certain things, like, the PSAT, like, when we shared our grades with each other, like, even though I didn't study for it, like, I still felt, like, competitive with other people, like, I thought I did fine, I didn't get, like, an amazing score, but it was, like, some people did so much better than me, and, like, you know, that just made my score feel worse, and, like, also, like, when I'm in, like, a regular class, and, like, people are in honors classes, and then they'll, like, get better grades than I do, like, the honors class, and they'll be, like, that's terrible, like, that makes me also rethink my grades.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're getting, like, a really good grade at good weight, and it's, like, hard for some people to do that even in regular classes.
I feel like that really goes hand in hand with being competitive with others. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Okay, Amy, you want to talk? If you don't have anything to say, it's fine.
I don't know how to phrase what I want to say. Yeah, you can add something.
Okay, so like I feel like a lot of times I'm asked when like the teachers post like the averages, the highs, the lows, like, the median. And like
I never get that.
My Euro teacher always posts those. And, like,
so does my Spanish teacher.
Like I'm like happy with them, and then I see the average, and like I see I got below the average, and then it just like kind of like changes my perception of the grade. So
yeah,
I should put that in there.
I feel like. I don't know how to say.
You can try.
Can I ask Lily a question for a second?
Yes, you may ask her a question.
I just think it'd be interesting, do you compare yourself to your sister?
As a twin.
Because Ellie is a twin.
Fun facts about the cast on the podcast.
I mean, definitely, but I think the thing is, like, grade-wise, we're so similar. Like, we got the same grade on three of the four midterms we took. I think grade-wise we're so similar that definitely always like I feel like we're comparing ourselves, but I feel like we're so similar grade-wise. Like it would be a lot harder if one of us was in like all the dance classes and one of us wasn't. But like definitely like I know like there's some things that I excel at and things that she excels at. Like I think she's like a lot better at like Euro just because she's so much more interested in the subject and. I think she understands it a lot more than I do, but, like...
Okay.
But, like, maybe, like, I'm better at math sometimes. And, like, it switches on and off. Like, it's never, like, one person always does better. Like, it's always on and off.
Yeah, but I feel like that just goes that everybody's different. You guys are two separate people. Like, it's not like you guys are one person.
Like, I know, like, with my siblings, like, my brother, like, my mom will constantly, like, compare him to me. And it's, like, he'll, like, get jealous of me sometimes because, like... not as strong as a student, he doesn't work as hard, and, like, that's also, like, I think that's hard, like, comparing yourself to your siblings.
Okay.
Wait, you can go, Ellie, and then I want to turn.
So, I think it's even harder for my
Don't want to get too off topic.
Okay, I think it's even harder for my younger sister, because me and Talia are so similar with our grades, and, like, I feel like she feels the need to constantly, like, keep up with us, or, like, not keep up, but, like, kind of like
be where you were at her age.
I feel like when you have like two older sisters, like I feel like you kind of feel the need to like compete with that. I mean, like, or keep up with them or like outshine them even. So I think like she feels more competitive with us than we feel with each other.
That's interesting. Like competitive in the family.
In my family, my brother is really smart, but he doesn't work very hard, and my mom gets really upset because she knows he has a lot of potential, but he just doesn't like work for it.
Okay.
And so she just keeps comparing him to where I was at his age, and like she's very like hands-on in what he does because he isn't where I was, and I feel bad for my brother because we're different people and we shouldn't be compared so closely like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my parents do a good job.
Okay.
Ellie, we're getting off topic.
Sorry.
It's fine. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Next question.
Does comparing yourself to others, like, all that stuff, does that, like, stress you out? Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what Ellie said. I think it does definitely increase my stress levels because, like what she said, like, if I'm thinking, like, if these people have higher grades than me, like, why would a college take these people, like, me over these people? And, like, I feel like it stresses me out, like, the constant need to, like, be not necessarily the best, but, like, be where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when people are taking certain classes and you're not in them, or they're doing a lot of extracurriculars that you're not, like, that stresses me out. It's like, I'm not doing enough, like what Ellie said. And, like, you know, it's also, like, everyone talks about their classes and stuff, and, like, I have a lot of friends who are really smart, and, like, sometimes that's hard because, like, they're honest everything, and, like, they don't really realize, but sometimes it's upsetting to, like, hear about it all the time, and, like, I understand it's stressful, but, like, you know, it stresses me out.
Recently, we had the opportunity to pick our classes for next year, and that has given me a lot of stress lately because, like, I want to keep up with all of these classes, but, like, I know that if I take, like, everything honors, that it'll stress me out so much to the point where I'm going to have to drop something, and then my whole entire schedule has changed. So I've been stressed lately about what classes I'm going to take, and not necessarily, like, the grades I have right now, but just the classes for next year and, like, which ones I should focus on for being honors and which ones not, because if I just take them all honors, I'm not going to do well, and I'd rather
Yeah. Can I just say something? Okay, so, I feel like sometimes I'll be, like, to my mom, I'll be like, but she's doing this and she's doing that, like, I don't know what I'm doing, like, this and that, like, and then, like, my mom will be like, Leia, like, stop, like, calm down, you're fine, you're doing everything you're supposed to do, okay, just, enjoy your time in this, and, like, I need that a lot, because sometimes I, like, will stress myself out, and it's not even, like, my parents, I'll just do it myself. So, yes, Ellie, what would you like to say?
Also, that and, like, if someone got into some, like, programs that, like, other people tried to get into but failed to, and they talk about it a lot, like, you want to be happy for them, but you also, like, are still kind of a little upset that you didn't get into it, and it stresses you out because that was an opportunity for you to, like, excel, but you were denied the opportunity, but, like, these other people got it instead of you, like, that...
So I was just thinking about, like, I was thinking about this, like, Ellie and everyone else was talking, and, like, I kind of realized that, like, it's not just, like, comparing grades, like, it's comparing, like, the amount we work and, like, the amount of stuff we do, like, sometimes, like, I'll go to school in the morning and someone will be like, oh, I was up till, like, 1 a.m., like, studying for this class. And I was like, oh, like, I watched TV last night, and then at 10. So, like,
you watched The Bachelor.
Yes, I did watch The Bachelor. So, sometimes I think, like, am I doing enough? Like, should I be doing more? And then that just stresses me out. And I think that adds, like, to a big part of my stress, like, as well. Like, am I doing as much for these classes as other people are?
And it's also, like, sometimes I think I do too much and other people aren't doing enough. Like, the day of, like, my math midterm, I remember I did, like, hours of, like, review sheets and studying and stuff, and then, like, I was talking to people about it, and they're like, oh, I just did one review packet, and then I ended up getting, like, the same grade everyone else did, which was, like, kind of annoying, but, like, also, like, I felt like my work didn't even pay off, so that was, like, stressful for me.
Okay, Amy, then we're done.
Okay, going back to what Illy said, about, like, how they were, like, spending a lot of time studying versus, like, doing something you like. My friend sent me a quote the other day, and I think it's very relatable.
We're going to end with the quote.
Spend more time in what gives you energy and less of what takes it away. So do what more of what makes you happy and less of what stresses you out.
Watching The Bachelor.
All right. Okay, thank you for listening.